Hello and welcome to the Break It Down podcast, episode 12, I think.
Yes.
All right, good. Yes. And I'm here with Nathan.
Yes. Hi, guys.
And Nick.
Yo, what's up?
And we have a new person on the podcast tonight, and her name is Ellie Chan.
Oh,
her name's just Allie.
Thank you.
Yes, you guys, it's a girl. Get your bonus in check, you fucking perverts. It's a goddamn podcast.
Yep, there's probably getting boners left and right just through her voice.
Oh, yeah, just
through a podcast.
Sounds beautiful.
Yep. Alright, Allie, you want to introduce yourself a bit? Because you're new here.
What?
You want to introduce yourself a bit, you know, because you're new?
Okay, hey! I'm from Non-Expert Gamers on YouTube. I am with have a partner on that site. It's with Patty. She's an awesome girl. I also have a live... I do a Twitch, and it's from... my name is Future Famous, if you ever want to check me out live gaming. That's it. I have nothing to say, really.
And do you want to give, like, a PSN or anything? You know, where people can reach you, like, oh, look, here's my Twitter, and...
You mean where people can stalk you?
Damn! Well, I have a fan mail, whatever, fan people on a different Skype. It's called Alloyed PX. If you want to talk or whatever, you ever want to be in a game, just IM me or something, or and
so
me.
I can be
really
in a game. I can be within
can be
the Final Fantasy.
No, you can't. Like, actually play a game with me or Patty.
Okay.
Like that.
Oh, I was about to say. Like, if I could be inside of Final Fantasy or Persona, that'd be pretty sweet.
If have a Facebook, check out my channel, Non-Expert Gamers. That's it.
Okay.
Don't you mean YouTube?
No, I also have a Facebook page.
Oh, alright, then cool.
She's not very good. She's not very organized right now, is all it is.
Oh, you know what? Fuck you.
We're supposed
but
to be the main player.
Hopefully this is censored, but whatever.
Nope.
It's not.
Everything is raw, baby.
Thank you.
Alright, shall I introduce the game all right. soon?
Alright, Nathan, you can introduce the game for all right. tonight.
Alright.
You know, this episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what we're going to do for today. This game is, of course, Kingdom Hearts. It was released in 2001.
That was 2002.
Ooh. Was it 2002?
I thought it was a few days ago.
This is also the reason why we are doing this episode this time, because Kingdom Hearts 1.5 Remix just came out.
Yes, it did.
Tuesday.
Yes, it did, and I just got my copy Friday. So I've been playing a shit ton of that.
Yeah, I haven't actually touched mine at all, to be guilty, but to be fair, I have, like, maxed out most of my Kingdom Hearts 1 data in PS2.
Oh, I didn't. I beat it, and I never touched it again. But hopefully with Joker support, that'll fix it. But...
You did? Yeah, like... Honestly, what you should really do is look for the secret bosses. Like, there's one in Neverland, and then there's Sephiroth and the Ice Titan.
Anyways.
There's a whole bunch of after-game content.
Oh, yeah. And before we even get into this podcast, I did ask a Facebook question on the Facebook page. Woohoo! And it was, we're going to answer it too, but it was, what's your favorite character and why? So, only two people responded.
Oh. It's
okay, yeah. It's a start.
We're getting somewhere.
We're getting there.
but we actually got one, which episode was it? It was probably...
Metal Gear episode.
Yeah, it was the Metal Gear episode about the torture scene.
Yes.
Right. Good times.
Anyway, the first person who responded was Zach Fetchner. I hope I said that right. His character was Roxas. And it was a long quote, but pretty much he says that because of how sad Roxas' main story was. Because, I mean, he had to kill his best friend, he had to leave the organization. You know, all this stuff happened to him that he liked that.
Oh, he could have just said he was sexy.
And he liked that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think yes. Strax was sexy. But, but in a twist...
No, it's more... No, it's just that Ally has, like, this major fan crush on Jesse McCartney.
Oh, yes. Jesse McCartney.
You're the full soul.
Shut up. Shut up. Don't even talk about him. We're talking about Kingdom Hearts, not fucking Jesse McCartney.
Yeah,
damn it, get your shit together.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what Matilda is when he's alone listening to Jesse McCartney.
Yeah, like, I just, like, got every single one of his albums up here. And just listen to them all.
All of them in a row.
Yes.
You're gonna be his girl, okay? Like, I swear.
What happened?
You're gonna be his girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Next thing you know, he just messages me, like, a couple days later, say, oh my god.
Yo, I listened to your Kingdom Hearts episode. I'm sharing it with all my Facebook friends.
Oh, that'd be effing sweet if Justin McCartney did that.
Put us on the fucking map. That's what we'll do.
Dude, that'll make tickets beyond any podcast, really. Jeez. Well, any video gaming one, except for probably IGN.
Yeah. Okay.
Alright.
The second answer in a twist, it's a shock, was Alan Martinez, and he said Sora.
Woo!
Sora, pretty much, because he's the...
Main character.
And your average hero. You know what I mean?
No.
He's your run-of-the-mill character, and he liked that.
GG.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we're gonna go around the table and say which character was your favorite and why.
Dibs on last.
You motherfucker. Okay.
No. I dibs on last. Fuck you guys.
I did it first.
No, you don't understand. If I don't go last, I will like quit this podcast and rage quit because I need to go last because it's my duty and destiny to go last. So fuck you. I'm going last.
Second to last.
If I go, I'm the host. If I leave this shit, there's no show.
God damn it.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. They can go last.
Yeah!
Okay, I'll go first then.
Alright, I called second then.
Okay, and then Ally and then next. Okay, we'll do
triple it.
Alright, my favorite character was Riku.
Woo! It's Riku.
Yeah. And it's just because I like the duality of his story. He wasn't... Mm-hmm. He was a bad guy, but he wasn't at the end. And I just liked that. I liked the mixture of good and evil into a well-blended character.
Hmm.
That was my reason. What's yours?
Mine? Alright, let's see. If I really had to think about it, in Kingdom Hearts 1... Is it Kingdom Hearts 1 or throughout the entire series?
I'm going to say fuck it and say through the entire series. I don't know.
HD 1.5, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I think I have to agree with Sora.
Yeah.
It's actually do like it how he, even though it's subtle, he is sort of growing up. Like, you guys see, like, him being child, then, like, he starts gaining more responsibility, a little bit more mature, but still goofy. Then, like, all the way up to 3D, no big spoilers, it's just that he grows up a lot, and some shit happens to him as well, so... Odds are it may affect him in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'd be shocked if he doesn't. Like, yeah, because I'm not going to spoil it because it hasn't been a year yet. Has it been a year?
For which? 3DS? Yes?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a year. Man. Yeah, it has.
Well,
yeah,
I was going to say don't.
Yeah, not. Yeah, because that's going to be in the Kingdom Hearts 3D...
Episode
cool too, eventually.
Yeah.
But that's gonna take forever though, because we just need to wait. Oh, then Kingdom Hearts 2.5
can access. It depends on how you do it, because we could actually do. Well, no. 3DS would have to be the last so far of the games. Anyways, Ally, you're next.
Well, my favorite character of the whole Kingdom Hearts games is Terra. He's from Birth by Sleep.
Terra! That faggot. Can't make up his damn mind.
Oh yeah, so it's like...
Thank you.
It's Terra, all I think is like, he's like a Riku to more of extreme level. What am I doing with my life? Why is Dark Souls always haunting me?
Well, let's see. He has like a sibling bond with Ventus and Aqua, and his heart is too strong for darkness, and he denies many things. Which soon he gets manipulated, and he channels his darkness into power later on. That's it.
That's
I don't know what to say.
Ending.
I should.
Yeah, spoiler is like.
No, I'm not spoiling. Go.
I'm sorry, but as
turn
soon
into
as
it.
As soon as
he's
you see,
actually possessed design, by him.
Oh my god. Oh, I heard.
You know, let's just say that it's safe to assume that everybody is being controlled by Master Xehanort. The guy's a freaking dick.
Oh yeah, especially after Kingdom Hearts 3D, you get to see how big of a dick Master Xehanort is. Oh yeah, yep. I take the world using like clones of myself. Blah 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 blah.
Yep.
Wow. Major plot spoiler for Kingdom Hearts 3D, guys.
Dude, not even that big, really. Like, I could have thought of that, like, 30 minutes. I could have thought of that, like, hitting... Ever since Kingdom Hearts,
I was around thinking
it might have been
Birth
by Sleep that I could have guessed that, because ever since we saw that one dude's eye. Like, one eye is normal, then the other one is... Oh, shit, yeah.
I forgot that about a stupid line. I'm already half Xehanort.
Yep.
Okay. Well, okay. Alright, Nick, your turn.
My favorite character in the whole Kingdom Hearts series is probably Aqua.
Oh, how did I guess? I actually thought that.
You should have thought that? I don't know. I'm usually a pervert when it comes to games, especially if it's made by Square Enix. I love all the girl characters, but I don't know. Aqua just stands out more than Kyari, or the fuck her name is.
Kyrie and Namine.
You told me that's the one
main
character.
Namine. Well, no, because, like, I don't know. It's just, Aqua just stands out more as, like, a mother figure to me, you know? So, yeah. I always
liked
her.
She has an older sister vibe.
She has an older sister? The fuck?
No.
She has an older sister vibe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, pretty much. And she's pretty. I like Aqua. She's my Kingdom Hearts waifu.
Yeah, but it's sort of funny how like they had to edit her dress for Birth by Sleep for the
yeah
like, it was like all low and exposing most of her back, and then like they raised it up a bit.
Yep.
Damn you, Disney. You
I couldn't even tell that they did. I didn't even care enough that they did that.
Oh, and also with jiggle physics.
Yep.
Yes. What every game needs now is jiggle physics.
That's what MGS needed, and Kojima's going to deliver.
Yes, you will deliver with that one hot chick with only a bikini on or something like that.
Good day.
Yep,
Metal Gear. Anyways, congratulations, you two. Eventually, I forgot if we'll give out a grand prize or anything for the choices we do choose. Right now I'm debating about just it being either a cheap game or maybe PlayStation
cheap
Plus.
Cheap game.
PlayStation Plus.
Cheap
membership.
Ass.
Cheap ass motherfucker.
Hey, I work at Walmart. I don't know what the fuck kind of money you guys think I'm getting.
Walmart.
Hey man, if I was allowed to ship shit, I would like send a new copy of HD 1.5. Just saying.
A new copy
of But then like what happens if they already bought it? It's just Well, I got the second copy.
Well,
help
you guys, second one you can sell on eBay for all we care. We don't care.
Yeah. I'll give you guys a special limited art book edition.
Woo! I'll sign it too.
I would never sign a game that wasn't my own.
Unless it's requested. It says, oh, boy, we got our graph and this nobody.
Well, that'll put us on the mark right there.
Yep. Like, if people start asking us for our guys, I'd be so weirded out, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't be. Like, I wouldn't care. Anyways, we're tangent. Yeah,
I would care because, like, I have sucky handwriting, but oh well. Alright, guys, like we were about to say earlier, Kingdom Hearts, Woot.
Yep.
Yeah, because we were playing this, like, how many months in advance? Because, like, we just said, oh, Yeah, you get to do Kingdom Hearts. Then it says, no, it's in Kingdom Hearts 1.5 coming out soon. And then, yeah, we agreed on the week it got released.
Yeah, I
haven't. So enough with the backstory. No, wait, what?
I haven't got it yet. I haven't even looked at it. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but at least you played the original.
Yeah, I played the original. It's just, like, right after a few, I might sound like a bitch there, but I don't know. I just, like, start losing, like, that one spark when you first have it. Like, you're like, oh my god, this game is so amazing. And then...
Yeah, it started losing spark around Kingdom Hearts Recoded.
Yeah, right after that, it's just like, I'm not...
But then, like, Dream Drop Distance brought that spark back because it was better than Recoded.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
And then when Kingdom Hearts 3 finally got announced, everyone split their shit.
So many people have said, like, that Kingdom Hearts isn't going to come out. I'm like, you guys are idiots.
Yeah, like, I was there with Nathan, and he actually saw me call it sarcastically, saying, and then when it was Kingdom Hearts, it was like Final Fantasy 15, boom. And it says, oh, one more thing. It says, it's probably Kingdom Hearts 3, like, or something like that. And then it says, ooh, it says, oh, fuck, I was right. Like, it was right, but I was just joking around with it, just because I said that would never happen in E3. Isn't that right, Nathan? I have you as my witness. Nathan?
I'm sorry about that. I had to mute my mic for a little bit.
Oh, that's alright.
Yeah.
Too much wank right? in it.
Yep.
Anyway.
Isn't that right? That story was so fucking awesome.
Yeah, because I didn't... Like, shit, that was way back in the summer.
Yeah, that was when E3 was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... We're just watching it together.
Yeah.
Romance moment.
Pretty much. I mean, I had nothing better to do. I was watching it anyways, and then it was like, oh, I'll watch it with you right now. So I said, okay, here's the website I'm watching it from.
Yeah, and like, we're just watching. Alright, same story, repeat. So, people, now let's get started on the story. Alright, get around, kids. It's story time.
Oh, yes.
This is the story of Kingdom Hearts 1, where you start off by this one weird speech. Anyone got it memorized?
Just...
No.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay.
Alright. But seriously, did anyone get it memorized?
No, I know the beginning part.
Okay.
Okay, the opening is pretty much you starting, like...
I meant like the quote Sora says, that's why.
Oh, yeah. I've been having these weird thoughts lately. Like, did I do this for real or not?
Then, like, the trippy techno music video.
Mm-hmm. I like this version of Simple and Clean better.
Yeah. Overall, I like both versions better, but I like the instrumental one better. Overall, I would say, like, that's more of a party mix of Kingdom Hearts, Simple and Clean.
Yeah, it is. Like, I think they even call it the party mix.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. And who was that sung by again?
Hikaru Utada.
And she has, like, a beautiful voice.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. Then you just see this trippy music, like, AMV of Kingdom Hearts really quickly.
Which, if you play Kingdom Hearts game, this beginning cutscene gives away a lot for what's going to happen in, like, the next 10, 15 minutes.
Pretty much.
Overall,
it's like, you wouldn't really care because the music's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Then you end up, like, in the state, like, you're just, like, flowing and floating down to this platform of a Disney princess.
Mm-hmm.
And you just start doing some random shit.
After you know you're in the shit now, boys.
Yep. It's surrounded by darkness.
Or
and
girls.
That's when you're, like, on the floor. Well, I'll actually be shocked if there are girls listening. If so.
That's the thing.
Yeah. She's here to appeal to the girl demographic.
Yeah. Run. Just run. Don't listen to it. No, I'm kidding.
I would like to do, like, one of those Deadpool things where it's just, call me, then ding, like, winky face. But nope, that won't work here.
Can't.
Instead, you get a chimichanga or a taco.
Or random pancakes.
Or explosives in your backyard, which it will say Deadpool on it.
Yep. So, right. You end up stationing in a dark station of the mine or something. Overall, Sora's tripping out. He's just, like, stationed playing some random shadows with a sword.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Oh, no. But I got one question, though. Like, out of decisions, which did you choose? The sword, the shield, or the wand?
Personally, I pick the shield, and I give up the wand.
Sword all the way. Like, no offense, I'd rather attack, not upgrade my magic in, like, Kingdom Hearts.
What did you give up, though?
I gave up the wand. I think. Yeah. I really didn't care about the magic at all.
What about you, Nick?
Pardon?
What did you take and give up within the Kingdom Hearts 1 game? Like the sword, the shield, or the wand?
Oh, I took the sword, because fucking swords are awesome.
Like, seriously, who doesn't take the sword?
I don't know. So cool. That's exactly, like, what the fuck are you guys smoking?
Like, hell, I'm gonna choose the shield.
Sorry, who the hell's gonna choose a wand? God damn. This isn't Final Fantasy XIV.
Yeah, I'm just choosing, like, I chose the sword. It's just, who's the dumbass who doesn't choose a sword? Like, I couldn't fight with a shield to save my life.
I can.
And, well, you know, I'm more of a sword dude since I traded kendo. Trivia, but okay. So, overall, you just go around doing some basic tutorial stuff. Then you fight this giant Heartless. Yeah. And then you start fading away, then you wake up in the beach.
Wait, isn't it, like, that Heartless always shows up in each one, though?
Yeah, Darkseid.
He showed up in Kingdom Hearts 1. Yeah. Kingdom Hearts 2. There was that ripoff of him, but I don't see him.
I don't think he was an actual bike boss. I think he might have been a side boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Recom, yeah, he was there. Mm-hmm.
He was there in Recom, he was also there in Recoded.
Yeah. Become recoded, birthed by sleep, he was there in the background, the world of darkness.
Mm-hmm. I believe he was in 358 over 2 days.
Oh yeah, he was there. Mm. Alright, and Dream Drops Distance. Yeah, I think he was there.
Maybe, I don't remember it, him being there at all. Because no Heartless was there.
Yeah, I don't think there's Dark Side in that. Okay. But I might be confusing it with that Ursula fight with Riku and Sora there. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, continuing on the story. You wake up as this boy, roughly 14, 15. Somewhere around there, right?
Yeah, 14. 15.
Yeah. Because I just remembered, like, overall Sora just being goofy, blah, blah, wearing stupid big shoes.
It's the style, man.
Yeah, that is basically the style. He wakes up in Destiny Island, which is the island where him and his friends hang out.
Yeah. True fact, the Destiny Islands is not just a little island. It's a whole, like, other part of it. You just never leave the island.
Yeah, isn't it, like, there's a specific name for that, but it's basically the same as Japan or Hawaii.
Yeah.
Like, there's the mainland, there's, like, then there's a couple islands around it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So overall, you just hang out at this one small island covered with trees and shit. And
it's you Destiny hang out Island. With some...
Yeah, no. Wow. I already said it's Destiny Island.
Destiny Island is the name of the entire world. That little island is a different name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And basically, him, his pals, Riku and Kairi... Mm-hmm. And some dudes from random Final Fantasy games.
Yeah. Titus yeah, Wampa makes sense, but not Selfie.
Selfie, like, sir, I think it was, like, she was supposed to be, like, Kyrie's friend in a way.
Yeah.
Because she them chilling out in Cage 2.
Yeah, do you remember that one guy that you hang out with all the time?
I thought I hung out with two guys. If you know what I mean. Oh well. But overall, you're just there, chilling out. Then this girl, Kyrie, comes up talking to you, saying, "Hey, you lazy bum, what you doing?"
Uh-huh.
I was resting my eyes. Oh well, it's just like him, Sora, Riku, and Kyrie just trying to build a boat. Riku is just like Sora's best friend and junk. He plays an important part later on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So overall, you're just there, just doing random chores to make a boat. Because you guys want to go outside and see other worlds.
That's why they dropped the knowledge bomb that Kyrie is from a different world.
Yeah. Did they drop the knowledge bomb? Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
right.
They do. Because Riku goes, "You know, if I had come, I don't know what I would have done." Is that? And that's when he kind of say that Kyrie was from a different world, and that she don't remember jack shit.
Yeah. But overall, it's just subtle with it though, because I didn't catch that. It was just like, oh, I thought like, oh, maybe she was just from a different part of town or somewhere in the country in the world, mm-mm. But nope. It was, yep, she's from a different world entirely.
Mm-hmm. They say that because she just came floating in, and they didn't know where she came from.
Yep. So after that, let's see. Yeah, we should skip all the way to the night the Heartless comes, because after the pot kicks in.
Yeah, because all that important that happens between those things is that A, Sora and Riku have a rivalry going on about Kyrie.
Damn right. It's always like that in every damn Kingdom Hearts game.
Uh-huh. The passion fruit, once eaten.
Friends, oh, good.
What the fuck?
Sorry,
is that?
I just had to do that. It's a reference between me and Nathan.
Yeah. And the passion fruit will make anybody who eats them together bonded for life.
And that's when Allie made some fan fiction about Sora and Riku.
Nah. Yeah. Anyways, that's all important, so now we're going on to the night of the fight. Or the night of the takeover. So what happens is that you hear the impressive one line from Sora's mother. We gotta give it up to her.
"Sora, dinner's ready." Or something like that, right?
Yeah. "Sora, dinner's ready." Sora? That's it.
And basically says, "Fuck you, mom, I'm doing out the window."
Yeah. And then you notice that Riku and Kyrie have their boats, and they're both on the island where they always hang out.
Yep.
And then you're supposed to kind of run around, but if you look, you can see Riku on this little tiny islet thing that he's always on.
It's like a sub-island, isn't it? Like, there's like...
It's
like
more
island
like a really raised mound that happens to be in the water.
Yeah, basically that.
Yeah.
But it's like pretty stable, has a tree on it and shit.
Yeah.
And that's just like Riku's hangout spot.
Ow.
And then like you have to go to the hidden place or something like that.
The thing.
Yeah, the place underneath the tree. It was called the hidden place or something like that.
But this is where the game straight up lies to you. And they say that Sora was chosen for the Keyblade.
Bullshit!
You are the Keyblade Master.
Well, he sort of was, but he wasn't.
Yeah, the original was... actually, I don't know, it might be spoiler.
Just
spoiler.
Stop spoiling. Don't spoil.
Well, you can always say spoiler, and then like...
we find out later in this game.
Oh, okay. In that case, and the Keyblade is supposedly originally belonged to Riku, but he kind of turned into an evil bastard. So,
yeah. It's like a good job. Good job for him.
It's like Riku is pretty much like Terra if he were to go on the bad side. pretty much.
Well, no, like
me Gusta.
Yeah. Well, they do have just parallels with each other. I mean,
yep.
But we'll get to it later. We'll get to it when we get to Riku more.
So, why don't we continue off here? Is that
go for it.
All right. Basically, Zoro explores the Stormy Island. Because that's what's going on. He sees these weird creatures coming out of the ground. Like cats combined with ants.
Sounds awful.
And then like they're just moving around goofily and he tries to hit it with a wooden sword.
Yeah.
That does not work, so you have to run away. Mm-hmm. You go to the hidden spot where you find Kairi in like this weird phase, like weird face going on. Then she just like wind blows, she gets knocked over to Sora. Sora tries to hug her, but she just phases through him.
Yeah, and then Sora gets blown out of the cave himself. Into what's left of the Destiny Islands, and the Dark Side fight once again.
Woot. Now, but this time, you fight back.
Now, if you're really good at this fight, you can actually score 3 levels off him.
Oh, yeah. But for me, I was only good enough to fight it twice, 2 levels.
Yeah.
It's because, like, most of the time I just grinded with, Tidus, Waka, and Selphie.
Yeah. Well, it's all
like,
about...
who was the hardest for you, anyway?
Out of all those 3, Tidus. Hands down, though, beginning Riku is the hardest fight in the entire game.
Yeah, I know, right?
He has...
But dude, actually shocked that A1 finds Tidus so easy, like... No, it finds it so hard compared to the rest of the 3 Final Fantasy dudes in the island.
Well, because Waka is always... it's really easy. All you have to do is hit his ball, and then you can one-up and whack him at least 3 times. Run away, hit his ball, whack him. Run away, hit his ball, whack him.
You know, like, I know Waka was the easiest. Selphie was, like, probably the hardest for me because, like, I could never anticipate her jump rope.
Oh, yeah, the timing for her. I think the timing for her was actually pretty easy because what I would do is I would wait until she called out for her massive attack where she's just swinging the thing in front of her and she's moving in front of her and then I'd attack then.
No, because like Tidus was the easiest for me because I'm usually normal with like sort of sword fight. I can almost beat anyone, even video games. So I could anticipate, oh, he's going to jump back now, boosh, and just hit him just in time to... Swords can just knock each other back.
Yeah.
Sorry about talking about gameplay, even though it's story.
Anyways, no, we're going pretty good, because now we're in Traverse Town.
Yeah, pretty much. It's you win fight, you go in Vortex, and you wake up in Traverse Town. Or there's some strange dog licking you. Yeah. But overall, we had to go to Disney Castle real quick.
Yeah, I wanted to get that over in that thing. Because I actually kind of hate in the game how it breaks it up between Sora, Donald Goofy, Sora, Donald Goofy. And it's just off for a couple of jokes. I mean, you literally could have had just the opening scene in Traverse Town, when you walk in and you see Donald Goofy, and they could have been reading the fucking letter right then and there, like, la la, and it, like, whatever, and then Goofy going, like, what do we gotta do again? Oh, we gotta find the key, you know what I mean? The king, the key, and Leon.
Pretty much.
Because I'll be honest, these Disney sections are just for a couple of lame jokes.
Yeah, overall, it's... Oh, where the fuck's the king? Walks around, leather, go, Chip and Dale, then dummy ship, go.
Yeah, pretty much. And there is one line, though, that I think is pretty funny. Is Donald and Goofy, they walk up, Pluto goes that way, and goes, oh, Garsh, what's over... And Goofy goes, Garsh, what's over there? It's like, oh, what do you know? And you're like, you're right. I'm like, what?
Oh, Goofy.
That's like somebody going, you're a fucking idiot. You're going, I am an idiot.
I think by the time Goofy realizes that he's a dumbass either way.
Yeah.
I love Goofy. He's awesome. Like, this is the game which basically turned Goofy and Donald to badasses. And basically Mickey into Yoda.
Yeah. I know, I think I always had Goofy with me. Because Goofy by far was pretty capable.
Yeah, just don't give that dude potions. He just uses them up. Especially in Cage 2. Like, I gave him a couple potions, he just wastes them every 5 seconds for no damn reason.
Sora.
Sora? Oh well. Gosh. Alright. Let's get... You can do Trevor's Town, and someone else can do the other world if you want.
No.
We're kind of going to skip
there's too many worlds!
Yeah, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the major parts for Tarzan's world, which involves stuff.
Oh, I bet like we should at least bridge the smaller stuff. Alice in Wonderland, blah, 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 go. Because each world, even though it's minor, has a piece of story.
A small piece. Like,
yeah, but they add up eventually.
Eventually, but I personally think we don't have to go through every world. What I
mean, neither actually.
All right, fine.
Here's how Neto wants to do it.
We'll do Traverse Town, and then we'll do all the other worlds in kind of this big, huge thing where we just take little pieces from each.
Yeah,
which would be the main story parts.
All right, you can take Traverse Town if you want, Nathan.
All right. So pretty much what happens in Traverse Town is Donald and Goofy are looking around for Leon.
Which is also known as Squall.
Yeah. Squall Leon.
So I think they just called him Leon, so no one suspected Leon. I mean, Squall.
Squall.
Yeah, because
but it's actually Squall, guys.
Oh yeah. Ooh. What happens is that you kind of step around, and then you end up meeting Squall in a fight. And this fight is optional. You can win it or you can lose it. It doesn't matter. Because either way, Squall is disappointed in how weak you are.
How weak you are, even though
you've beaten him. Dude, that's Gunblade.
Mm-hmm. So all you do is press R1. I mean... Sorry. Anyways, So after that, I'll call him Link for some reason. Sora.
Just changed his name to Link.
Ooh. Yeah, talks with Yuffie. I believe this is in the, the hotel where he wakes up at.
Oh, yeah. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He wakes up in the hotel, they talk to him, they tell him to find... Like, there's these two guys, and I guess to find them or something. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You end up looking all around Traverse Town for Donald and Goofy. You leave a section, and then you see Donald and Goofy wander out, screaming out for Leon.
I think it's just funny how... basically, they were right next door with Aerith.
Yeah.
And then basically, Aerith talks about the Ansem notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ansem?
Yeah.
Ansem?
Yep.
Oh, man. Seeing Aerith in this game, though, just, like, makes me cry because you know that she's dead. And it's like, oh, my feels.
Your feels will be hurt at the end of Kingdom Hearts 2.
I know.
No, like, freaking... At the end of Kingdom Hearts 2... It's not a major spoiler, but this is just a side story, but, at the end of the credits, you see Squall and Aerith meet one more time.
Wait. Aerith loves Cloud, though. Fuck Squall!
No, I meant Cloud. I totally meant Cloud.
Okay.
Well, basically the same dude, different styles, and one complains a lot more.
Yeah. Well, I guess, the characters in Kingdom Hearts aren't really canon plot anyways.
No, they're not. They're the canon plot for their kind of side story.
They're basically cameos.
But... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do love the Kingdom Hearts manga, though. Like, there's one where it just makes fun of Aerith not being human. It says, oh, she has a different sense of taste. How she drinks soda with milk in it.
That's mean.
Well, it does make sort of sense. Like, different species would have different tastes.
Yeah. Drinks milk.
So, oh yeah, and she also puts like some random stuff. She also puts like chili within lemonade or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a while since I actually read the mangas because I read them out in middle school.
I have them somewhere, but I'm not going to judge them out.
Yeah. Overall, Aerith has a weird taste in Kingdom Hearts universe.
Yeah.
After
that, there's a big heartless fight. I realize I'm missing a lot of stuff, but a lot of it is just looking around for Goofy and Donald. But,
pretty much.
You go off, you fight the big heartless, which is a suit of armor, and you finally meet Donald and Goofy and the man on top of you. You fight it together, and then Donald and Goofy introduce their gummy ship and tell Sora they can go with you. Or you can go with them.
Yeah, but then it comes with the infamous smile scene.
No frowny faces.
Fine then, how about this? There's like that retarded smiley smile from Sora.
Yeah.
It looks like more like he turned to a psycho killer all of a sudden.
Someone with that Commander Shepard.
Oh, the Commander Shepard smile from OPG.
Yeah.
Oh well. Let's see. They go to... I'll just take over Alice in Wonderland. Because all it is... Oh, look, you meet Alice. Alice gets kidnapped by the bad guys. Who end up being, like, the bad guys from every Disney movie world that you visit.
Led from, by Magnificent.
Well, that in the background, you actually find out that Maleficent has Riku on her side.
Yeah, yeah, because it's a throwaway scene where she goes, and my protege or whatever, and then he steps through.
It's, oh my god, Riku, what the fuck?
Alright, so, next is Tarzan.
I remember that.
Overall, I can just say Tarzan. It's just a pretty simple story, too.
Yeah.
And it's basically, Sora ends up in Tarzan's treehouse when he was a baby. You know, if you watch the movie, you'll know. Yeah. Get attacked by a tiger, Tarzan comes in, kicks some ass.
Tiger, and basically says,
have you seen my friends? Right. And then he goes, or something, some gorilla language stuff.
Yeah.
Then it says, alright, might as well follow this dude. Riku, Hiri, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Then he just follows them. Basically, they go to Jane and her dad, where they try to tell Sora what's going on.
Yeah.
So,
when you go through the thing, and then Tarzan says that your friends are in your heart.
Oh yeah, basically it says, you know, gorilla language, what you say is that your friends are always inside your heart, and then goes hard, and then you get a gimme shit piece, and you go back to Traverse Town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and yeah. I'm not really remembering this Traverse Town trip, except that you once again fight armor.
Yeah, armor only reverse, and Sid installs the piece of gummy ship stuff in your ship.
Yeah, so that we can go to the next world, set of worlds.
Yeah. So, the next one is probably Aladdin, right?
Yeah.
Agrabah. Yep.
Agrabah. Where you find Aladdin being jumped by, like,
a couple bandits.
They sort of look like, yeah, bandits, which is like a form of heartless with a turban on them.
Yeah, because that's what they're called for reals, is the bandits.
Alright then. And basically, he's about to take out his lamp and make a wish. Mm-hmm. Then he just popped in saying, hell no, dude, we're going to kick some ass here. We're here to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Anyways, but after that, more heartless come. And he does use the lamp.
Either way, that was completely pointless with fighting.
But it introduces Genie. After that, you go through all this thing, you meet Jafar, and you find out exactly what's happening to all these Disney princesses. from Jafar.
Jafar.
And you find out that they're
kidnapping
princesses from all the Disney princesses for their pure hearts, and they're taking them to this unknown location.
Sounds like an early child molester thing.
It basically is, like,
except it's raping your childhood repeatedly.
Yeah.
But overall, it's just I don't think that would count as child molestation since she's 18.
Sure. Well,
okay. Like in the movie, says, "Oh, it's 18 birthday. You gotta get married and junk."
Well, they kidnapped Kyrie. That's the thing. She's not.
Well, sort of, but not really.
But she's the seventh princess.
Spoiler.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's a little early.
It's too late. Who cares?
It's a little early. But next after this is Pinocchio's world, is it not?
Yeah, like it's swallowed up by Monstro.
Yep.
Who are you?
And overall, it's just like, oh, look, Riku's here.
Yeah.
And he got Pinocchio trying to strip him of his heart.
Yeah.
Why? Turns out, like, Kairi's right there, comatose, and, like, looking like she,
that
I don't know, just been partying too hard, and she went into a coma.
Nope, you're skipping, that's, Peter Pan's world.
Huh?
That's Peter Pan.
Oh, no, it's Kairi. Where it's just, oh, right.
You don't see Kairi again into the thing. He does express why he doesn't understand why the puppet has a heart.
Oh, true.
And that's all he says. And then you give one boss fight with him.
And you beat him.
Yeah, you beat him. And then Pinocchio talks a little bit, and then you're done with the Monstro.
I got no strength.
No, he does get eaten up by that one thing. And then it makes Monstro sneeze.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got the fuck out. Woo! And then it's on to Peter Pan's world, isn't it?
Yes. That should be the next world.
Was it?
Oh. Yeah, because I think the only world we've skipped so far is the Colosseum.
Wait, no, you missed the Colosseum, and then it goes
to right.
Well, and then Agrabah. And then my
hero
missed a bunch.
I will find a way.
I will go the distance.
Oh, I love her.
Oh my god.
If I can be strong. Okay.
I know
every mile will be worth my while if I were I belong.
Anyways, that's pretty much the Hercules world.
But overall, we can bridge Hercules. All it is find this tournament.
Yeah. And you have Hades. That's the whole concept.
No, but that's not the important part. Here comes the important part. You see Cloud.
Fucking Cloud.
Yeah,
and it sort of looks like he mugged Vincent for his cape and his gauntlet.
Holy shit, you're like, right.
Yeah, you didn't notice that?
I did, but I never thought about it too hard.
Yeah, it's like mugged Vincent. Give me that, and Vincent. Oh yeah, I look so smexy with this thing on. Might as well go to Disney World.
I always thought that when he accepted the darkness in his heart, because spoiler, that's what had happened. He says.
True.
That's how he acquired the claw, and that it was kind of a manifestation of a weapon of his darkness.
Which is Vincent.
Alright. Let's see. We went over Tarzan. 100 Acre Woods. You do mini games. That's it.
Yeah. Well, it also goes into this thing of how your friends can be anywhere, too, isn't it?
Yeah, overall, Peach 1 and 2. Small spoiler, just in case we skip this world in Cage 2 episode. All it is oh look, who? What's up, dude? And it's just like, in the end, like in the beginning it's so cheesy, in the end it's like, oh, it's so sad, like, I'm gonna miss you, Sora. Don't worry, Pooh, always be in your heart. That's where your friends always are. It goes, aw. And then you finish the world and the book's repaired. Mm-hmm.
Then, right after Acre Wood, you go back to Traverse Town to come back for a keyhole.
Yeah, that's the second boss fight.
Yeah. Then we went over Agrabah, then we went over Tokyo. Atlantis.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
This is where you get this thing of not everybody finds the Keyblade as comfort.
Oh yeah, especially King Trident.
Yeah, and he says an interesting line that wielders of the Keyblade always bring about destruction.
Keyblade war.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Even though that wasn't discussed at the time.
But it's a nice line to leave in, and has it really open-ended, because I think Trident is supposed to be, like, really super old, and is aware of the world.
Yeah. Overall, isn't he a god or something? In some sort of mythology?
It's Greek mythology, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Poseidon. Trident.
Yeah, because Trident... I'm trying to remember, Trident is supposed to be the son of, a son of Poseidon. I think.
That's lame.
Well, shall we go to the next world? Halloween Town.
Woo! Halloween Town. Most emo.
Most emo.
Oh, I just remembered the quote.
Most favorite.
No, that's like my favorite world.
That's like
no, I remember the exact line they used in Cage or Bridge. This world makes me feel like I want to cut myself. That's not good, guys.
Anyways, and this brings about the concept of controlling the Heartless.
Oh yeah, especially with Jack and his like stupid routine over the Heartless.
So yeah,
we gotta make this shit look fabulous and scary.
Yeah. And it kind of goes over how you can control the Heartless.
Yep.
Because
hearts cannot be controlled.
That's about it.
That's about it. Next one is Neverland.
Now Peter Pan.
Woo! Peter Pan. That was my favorite movie when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. And Peter Pan's world is about belief in yourself, if you really get down to it.
Oh, yeah. Especially how pixie dust things, you gotta believe. If you, what is it? Pixie dust and.
You gotta believe that you can fly.
Yeah. And that's when Sora flew.
Yes. But here's when we see Riku and Kairi again. And this is where you're getting at. Riku reveals that Kairi had her heart stolen from a Heartless. That's
wow,
what he says.
Shitty.
Yeah. And that he was angry that Pinocchio could have a heart but not Kairi.
Yep.
Okay, Riku, this is why you're going to be to become the dark side.
Yeah, and I think he even tells Sora to kind of join him at this point, doesn't he?
Join the dark side, Sora. You know
we have cookies.
Okay. The best one, though, is the dark side is with Darth Vader next to Snoop Dogg saying, "Go to the dark side, we have weed."
Oh my god.
And they're just covered with smoke.
Alright, right after that world, we go to the Hollow Bastion, the home world of Ansem and the headquarters of Magnificent.
And this is where main story really fucking kicks in.
This is the part where we might take turns, because there's so much story. It just takes a massive dump of story right here.
Yeah. Well, who wants to start? Because
I will. Because
okay.
This is the most fun part.
Okay.
So overall, you're just Sora, just walking a few steps into this place. You just kill some Heartless, and then, oh, look, it's Riku, what's up, dude? And then he just takes his Keyblade, saying, you know, I'm originally the one who's supposed to hold this.
Yeah.
He says, no way, and then he tries to summon it back. And then he says, well, that sucks. So, here, have your wooden sword back.
Yeah, it's even cool, because he throws a weapon in here, it's the weapon that was meant for you. And then he turns around and walks away, and Donald and Goofy follow him.
Yeah.
Because they are ordered to follow the key.
Mm-hmm.
Which sort of makes Sora get hurt.
Yeah.
Here's
where you see Sora isn't completely a happy character, because this part's like really sort of like depressing for him.
Mm-hmm.
He has his best friend's evil, and his friends that he made just ditched them there. And then you see the Beast saying, "Hey, Beast, might help me out." He says, "Sure, my girlfriend's here anyway."
Yeah, that
girlfriend
someone.
Though.
that bell somewhere in the counter.
That's got
you know
there.
What I'm.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Anyway, while entering into Bastion, he challenged Riku again, saying that his heart's surprise from his friends, which his friends returned to him and the Keyblade.
Yes.
And then, like,
Riku fails and flees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and this Riku fight isn't actually that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I whooped him. I whooped his butt because I was sort of overleveled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And two, like, I sort of felt sorry for him because, like, and as a consolation, he did get the Soul Eater, and that shit was pretty badass.
But that's after he gets fully consumed.
Possessed.
Yeah.
Alright. Later on in the game, you'll, like, you have to face Magnificent. You have to destroy her. Like all superheroes or whatever you call them.
No, but not yet, though. But the thing which I liked here was when you explore the library a bit, you get to see like some weird vision of Kairi when she was a kid and her grandma, I think.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like her grandma or wet nurse. I can't remember which one it is.
Yeah, one or the other. It's just like, oh, look, it's little Kairi. Mm-hmm. It goes, aw. And it's her grandma, and she's reading a book to her. That's nice. So you figure out that she's the princess of this world originally. Which is called Hell of Bastion. So yeah, small spoiler.
Well, not really, but you find out that it's... That it is her from her main world. Is that just what it was?
Yeah.
Then after that, you find out exactly what they're doing with the main princesses, and after you beat Magnificent, of course.
I thought Ansem explains that Kairi's the last princess.
He does, but
well, in a way, but it's
But here's what happens: because... is that you
No, can I explain something really quick?
Yeah.
Hours later.
Like it's like you beat Maleficent, doesn't? Then Riku comes in, possessed by Ansem, saying, "Well." Here you go, a little power boost, and then, like, she turns to dragon form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he uses the dark keyblade.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Then you defeat Ansem. Well, I'm just, like, really tired. Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. We're actually hitting near the end of the game anyways.
It's a long day. Right after Sora defeats Ansem, he can no longer like seal up Hollow Sebastian's keyhole.
Yeah, but Kairi's... he has to go inside the heart portal.
Thank you for ruining that for me.
Well, not only that, we were missing the most important part.
But Kairi's heart is still in him.
Yep. And he grabs the dark keyblade and stabs himself in the heart with it.
Yeah.
Thus really turning him into a heartless and giving Kairi back her heart.
Pretty much.
And creating
then, like,
one most loved character.
Oh, and then she turns her magnificent prince back to his human form.
Hooray.
Hooray.
But I actually like that one little segment of playing as a heartless.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually some parts was fun, but whatever. And then you find out Ansem retreats to the end of the world. Mm-hmm. The last world you'll face.
Although, that was with, I just like it how, like, you had to quit really quickly. It says, alright, we get Kairi out here, bring all the Final Fantasy crew here.
Yeah.
From House Bastion. Then we beat the behemoth inside the portal.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, Leon gives us this about how to always be friends.
Even though we may not remember.
Huh.
Blah, 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 blah. So overall, I just love that one line from Leon, even though I don't got it memorized.
Yeah.
So, let's see. End of world. Here's where all the stuff just connects together. It's just like, Riku got his body possessed by Ansem.
Yeah.
You have to go there to save his dumbass and prevent Ansem from opening Kingdom Heart.
This is where Ansem says that Kingdom Hearts is pure darkness.
Yes. Spoiler, Kingdom Hearts is light!
I just love it how in the... Well, let's just catch up really quickly.
Yeah.
You just go through... All it is trials from the end of worlds. It's just like the worlds that you already been. But overall, I do love the line KH Abridge did for this. Once they enter, it says, is this where all worlds go when they die? Then what happens to us when we die? Where do we go? It's deep. And then it says, oh, let's continue. And then they just fight. You find Ansem. And he has like this giant mutter. Well, first it is like Destiny Islands, and then the tree is sort of broken, and you find dark ooze everywhere. Okay. Then there's this giant starship and something where you just have to fight its core. And I gotta admit, that's like one impressive fight. Then you have to save Donald Goofy and Dr. Dimension. And then here's where you get to Kingdom Hearts' Light, where he gives his really sexy speech about Kingdom Hearts is darkness, the world, the heart is darkness itself, blah blah blah. Then like Sora says, no, you're wrong. Kingdom Hearts is light. Then he opens the door to Kingdom Hearts. Bam. And then light just instantly vaporates Ansem.
Yeah.
Kills him. And then beyond the door, there's Mickey and Riku.
Well, I'm not actually sure how Riku made it there, really.
He just appears out of nowhere.
Like, he just, like, magically teleported once Ansem got banished.
I want to say that's where his heart was, so that when you freed Ansem from the thing, his body just automatically returned there.
Oh. Well, that's dumb, but okay.
It makes sense.
It makes sense, but I'm just... He has main character armor, main character status.
Yeah.
He has main character teleportation.
Yeah.
And then he smiles, and then you close the door, and you see Mickey.
Yeah, but... I sort of find it funny how they never really show Mickey. Yeah. They just show his outline.
Because I think at that point, Disney was still too afraid to let them use Mickey.
Yeah.
Yeah, Goofy and Donald were okay, but Mickey was like,
fuck that!
Pretty much, but it's just like mostly, let's see how this game goes, then we'll see about Mickey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But overall, Mickey's right there. And as an outline, it says, alright, Sora, do it now. They just lock the door.
Because mm-hmm. It's revealed that Mickey has the Keyblade of Darkness.
Yep. It does not mean that it's evil. It just means that it's from a dark... It's like,
the Dark World's Keyblade.
Yeah, pretty much. And the only way you can tell that it's like, it's inverse of Sora's Keyblade.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Let's see. Right after they locked the door forever. Well,
oh yeah, that's
forever.
Where the epic cutscene ever. Because this makes me sad. Like, if you know what a couple is, like, to be apart, you'll be sort of sad by this. Is wait, like, it's just him, Kairi, just talking a little bit. Then it turns into this super awesome. What is it called again?
FMV?
Computer chip. Yeah, FMV. Where it's like Sora and Riku. No, Sora and Kairi just turn like supermodels, right? All of a sudden.
Yeah.
Then it's like, Destiny Island starts rebuilding itself.
Yeah,
slowly.
And then it starts slowly tearing them apart because they're on different worlds. You find out.
Then it's like, I'll wait for you. This is.
They have that promise. Forever united someday.
Oh, but that's so sad and like, what's it called? Simple and Clean's just playing the background.
Mm-hmm. The little slow version of it.
Yeah. But overall, yes, that was like so beautiful, and I wanted a sequel once I saw that. I knew it was gonna get a sequel because. If they just left it like that, so many people would be bitching.
Well, not only that, is I kind of like it because, spoiler alerts, Kingdom Hearts themes at least, especially the first one, is all about inescapable destiny, but never wanting to part from your friends. Those are the two major themes of this game.
Yeah.
No, that's... Oh, I thought you meant, like, that's what the theme song was about. It's just... Nah. Well, the original one, probably. Because, like, I remember that the lyrics for Hikari are different from Simple and Plain.
Yeah. Not only because it's in Japanese, but because it's an entirely different song altogether.
Pretty much. Pretty much it's the localization of a song, only with new lyrics.
Yeah.
And overall, I still love both versions equally.
Mm-hmm. When you finish the game, there is the secret ending. As for all right. People.
Well, no, not yet, not yet. Yeah, there's still a little
epilogue. Okay, I'm like dying.
Overall, it's just like Mickey, Sora, and Goofy just chatting along. They found this note on Pula's mouth with the King's seal or something like that.
Yeah.
Then you go, oh fuck, they're out of there, let's go find them. And there were said to for Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories.
Yes.
Now you can talk about the epilogue.
The script.
Deep dive.
1 year later, and this is what's happening, you find a boy wielding two Keyblades. And they find Riku in a new world demanding to know where Sora is. Dun dun dun, whatever that music is. And that is the secret ending.
Yeah.
Which goes overall, on
the
to...
sexiest secret ending ever.
Thank you. Anyway, this leads to the other games. Sounds are so sarcastic, sorry people, I'm dead. Anyways,
that's it for Kingdom Hearts 1. So, we're gonna do what we always do. What did you guys think of them?
about Kingdom Hearts and what do you think could have made it better?
Yeah.
Bam. Go. Mm-hmm. First, Allie, because she's the guest.
And she's dying.
Ladies first. And ladies first.
Hello. I liked the game overall. It was like a good childhood game, but I don't know. My taste has changed. I'm more into killing games. Like, I love the blood and gore. This is so ungirly. Anyway, overall, I would rate the game 8 out of 10. Because I was big on Disney when I was little. So, there you go.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what do you think could have made it better?
Could have made it better? I would have liked to play as other characters. I'd rather play as Ants. Like, I'd rather, instead of playing Sora the whole time, I'd rather play as Riku or Ansem. Or even Kairi, even though she has no heart. But
maybe, you're just being the comatose body the entire time.
Kill that off.
Woo! Oh, I was going to make a dark joke if you guys ever remember the old movie Johnny Got a Gun.
Oh, God.
I don't know what that is.
I was going to bring up, like, some asshole, like, raping her when she's comatose.
Yeah. Johnny Got a Gun is about a young man who goes to war.
Yeah, I'm one bad
guy. Goes comatose.
Hmm?
Young man goes comatose, and they keep him alive through science, and he keeps pleading with them to die. So let him die.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, that's like, both of those things have been really dark.
Yeah.
And Disney or Sonics would not make that shit.
No.
At least you know for Disney, like, you can never expect their game, I guess, to never have, like, a depressing ending. Like, it's gonna have to be happy. Mm-hmm. So it can appeal to that fan base.
Yeah, that's what basically Kingdom Hearts is. It's food, fan, happiness.
Yeah.
Yep. So never expect a depressing ending, except for the one with Kingdom Hearts 2, where you see Cloud and Aerith.
No. Feels. There is a depressing ending. Kingdom Hearts 358 over 2 days.
Well, that's because Square Enix also makes a game too. Fuck. Never mind. Square Enix can make the game depressing.
Oh, that ending was so sad. I actually cried a little bit.
Dude, that whole game was pretty much depressing. It was.
Oh, look. Let's make Roxas' life even more fucked up by making his backstory really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, that's a game right there. I still got the limited edition poster of that.
Nice. I they wouldn't let me get the poster at my Walmart.
Oh, I'll just send you a scan or something.
All right.
All right. So, overall, Kingdom Hearts, Nathan, what do you think could have made it better?
I liked it a lot. Everybody knows I'm a big fan of Kingdom Hearts. I've been one since I was little. I think the only thing that could have made Kingdom Hearts better is the AIs, for God's sakes.
Yes. Yes, please. It even sucked in Birth by Sleep.
No matter who your helper was, it always felt like if they had an item, they'd use it right away.
Yeah, like I said earlier.
It felt like they were always doing the wrong things at the wrong time.
So
everyone.
Now,
isn't that like real life? Everyone's saying some weird thing that you're not expecting them to.
Yeah.
Alright, what about you, Nick?
Honestly, it's been a long time since I played the game, so I don't remember really much about it. And even if I did play it, I was probably like really young back then. Which is why I got HD 1.5, and hopefully I can remember everything that's happened in the game and experience new things. But other than
as soon as you're done with Kingdom Hearts 1 Final Mix, you gotta tell us a SAS report.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. I'll probably like it though, because I did play Birth by Sleep. I remember that game really well. All because of sexy motherfucker. That's all I'm gonna say.
Alright.
She can ride my chocobo as long as she wants.
Alright. As for me, I still think overall the game had great voice acting. Great graphics for the time. And even better now, that's the HD remix.
Oh yeah, yeah, I forgot to say that too. The graphics were insane for its time. Like,
and let's see. Overall, what I would love to see more was a bit more Final Fantasy in the game. Because overall, it's just, oh well, we're Final Fantasy characters. We're here to get you from point A to point B. And two would be probably a harder difficulty. Seems like Kingdom Hearts 1 was sort of pretty easy, and the only complaint I had was AI.
Yeah.
And Monstro's World.
Yeah, well, I would say that the Final Mix Proud mode was a little bit more difficult than the original.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Alright, then I'll be good with that, but they can't fix the monster level. That thing's just horrible. That level design was like the most awful one ever.
Yeah, but there's not much you can do about being inside a stomach that's gonna make it fantastic.
Yummy.
It did it better in Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance, though.
You didn't even go inside Monstro, did you?
Yeah, it's Riku.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
So, overall, I'll rate this game a solid 9.
Mm-hmm.
Better score than Allie got.
Mm.
Oh!
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, he rated me.
Yeah.
Not 9.
He rated me. That sounded dirty.
Dang, I was a high 8, bitch.
Please, I was 10.
You're 11 what? Now.
I didn't rate you, dude.
Yes, you did. You said I was 11.
Oh.
Alright, so, guys. Anything else from Kingdom Hearts? Kingdom Hearts, blah, blah. Oh, any post-announcements you guys wanted to make?
Kind of. Yeah, 14, we're kind of going through it. Our guild does have a forum section. I kind of want that to be a place for people to talk to. So if you're playing 14 and on Siren, you can,
Wait, we have a forum?
Yes, we have a forum.
Yeah, we have a forum.
Fuck! I did not know that. You guys have to send me a link.
I will. Sure. Right after this.
Okay, no.
Join us. I mean, if you like playing Final Fantasy 14, I would love for people to start dungeoning together in our guild, and just to talk.
We're girls, please. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and basically you can find us in Final Fantasy 14. You guys can give out your names if you want.
Mine is Haito Betwane. H-Y-apostrophe-T-O. Then Betwane is spelled capital B-E-T-W-A-N-H-E.
Alright, Nick?
Mine is just Nick Trung. Like, just Nick with a C at the end. And then Trung, T-R-U-O-N-G.
Your name is Nick with a C at the end?
K. K, never mind, yeah. Oh. N-I-C-K.
Alright, I see. As for me, I actually became really creative with my name. So, my name is Kirito Himura.
Or how the hell do you spell that?
K-I-R-I-T-O H-I-M U-A-R-A.
Yeah. For all you non-anime fans out there.
Yeah, so overall it's a reference to two different anime characters.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh, that's it, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. So, overall, the songs that we're going to put in after is probably... Well, let's just make it simple and clean, the instrumental version.
For the ending or for the beginning?
The ending.
Okay.
It's like the first one's Party Mix or something like that.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. That sounds good.
You can do the Party Mix in the beginning, instrumental at the end.
Okay.
All right, then. So, you guys want to say your goodbyes now?
Yeah. See you later, guys. Hope to see you in the next one.
Goodbye, guys. It's been nice talking to you again. And
all right, Ellie.
See you in Ellie, the future podcast. Adios.
Yeah, she might be, depending on her schedule.
Yeah.
And as for me, as your host, I'm saying goodbye and have a nice whatever time you are listening to this too.
Great time.
Yep, whatever time.
Yeah, see ya.
Have a great time. See you later, guys. Bye.